you died today, my life would be more than okay. For the time I spent with you, it's like a dream come true. And if this was the last goodbye, no more tears to dry, I would say it one more time. It's been more than fine. But how could I know? And how could I show? So say what you will before it's too late.
Running Down Dogma with his karma. This is the Drew Marshall Show.
And say what you will before it's too late. You say what you will. And if you were to walk away, no, you couldn't stay.
Okay, so you know how, I don't know, radio people say, oh, I'm so excited about this next guest. They're always excited. They're either outraged or excited. Talk radio people. I am neither, but I am quite stoked that Justin Hines is here in studio with us. I guess I first saw him perform with Paul Brandt. And I think that would have been in Kitchener Waterloo, and it was a number of years ago. And, you know, out comes a guy on stage in a wheelchair, and you kind of go, oh, what's this? What? And then pretty soon the wheelchair disappears because you just get overwhelmed with the dude's talent. And the dude is here. Justin Hines, how you doing, man?
Oh, man, how you doing? I'm great.
Are you good, though? Are you?
I really am. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I think you're an important voice for the community, so
thanks.
Glad to be here.
Thank you. Do you mean it?
I legitimately do. Yeah, I'm supposed to say that, but I legitimately do.
I had Duck Dynasty on last week, Jace Robertson, and I was reading the intro for his book, and, you know, it's a comical and joyous adventure through, at least that's what I was supposed to say, and that's what I said. And anyway. So, how long ago was that? Something in the Square. What's that theater
Yeah, I
called?
Think it's called the Center in the Square.
Okay.
I believe. Right. And that was actually one of my first public shows, actually. I'd only been on the road not very long at all, and my album had just come out, and it was a big opportunity for me, so...
Paul, if I don't know how to say this, this is going to be just really wrong and awkward again, but if I was gay,
you know what? I know where you're going with it.
Man, I love that guy.
He's got this thing. I would also support
you get
your
that
point of view.
You amen yeah. that one?
Yeah, he's a star all through and through.
I really like him.
Yeah,
anyway,
nice guy.
So, and then one day I was sitting at home, watched television. Dude, you're on television.
Oh.
Did you do a commercial or something or public? I don't know. I saw you on television.
Yeah, I did this thing for Tourism Ontario. And
that
I
was
sang
it.
The Ontario song, and they aired it for probably maybe too long, but it was a big honor for me to do that.
Did you get the award before or after that commercial?
Long after, yeah.
So that was a good suck-up move, saying yes to that commercial.
Yeah, it was a good launching pad to being an Ontario guy, officially.
Okay, so this latest release, when did it drop?
It dropped, I love that, last May, actually. So just under a year ago, and we've played probably 80 to 100 shows for it now, and now we're thinking about the next round of shows and maybe another album, we'll see.
But is it a different sound? I've read a few things that suggest that your vocals are different in this.
Yeah, well, a funny thing happened on the journey.
On the way to the forum?
Exactly. my physical situation kind of changed on me a little bit, and kind of presented a new texture for my voice and for singing, and it was kind of a new reality for me, and I had to sort of not relearn how to sing, but definitely sort of maximize what I had, and so I think, you know, some people noticed that was evident on the album, and hopefully people weren't too offended.
Okay, so, you know, I really wanted to wait longer in the interview before starting, you know, talking about the wheelchair and the physical health thing and, you know, the whole deal, but it's part of this. The backstory of this album, right? I mean, you know, how are you? Is it like, does it suck? Are you hurting? What's going on with you, man?
No, I'm not hurting. I knew that.
And even if you were hurting, would you admit it? I need to look over here to your wife, would he admit it? maybe. That was sign language for you.
To me, hurting is a relative term. So I consider myself just navigating. So I'm not in any trouble. I'm not going anywhere. There's no threats in my life. So to me, I'm just navigating. So my situation, my condition was anticipated, like the change. And, you know, we knew that at some point, you know, I've noticed some different things. But
is this quicker?
I don't know if it's quicker. It's tough to say.
Did the bad stuff come quicker?
I've got a rare condition, so they really don't know the timelines of things. It's different for everybody that has it. So for me, you know, I was in some ways kind of excited about having this new voice, but at the same time, I was freaked out because it was new realities I never had to face before. So it was it's just been a weird time in that regards. It's just been excitement mixed with pure fear.
Do you know a guy named Sean Stevenson?
I don't know if I do.
Well, I don't know. I just figured that, you know, everyone in a wheelchair knows everyone in a wheelchair.
It's like Canadians. They all know each other.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I have this black friend. I ask him, hey, do you know? Yeah. He's a guy I've done a television show. I've had him on this radio show as well. I met him through some people down in L.A. He's done the TED Talks.
Yeah.
Very motivational dude. I can't remember what he has, what the name of the disease is.
Okay.
But basically from the time he was born till now, his bones can break at any time.
Oh, yeah. Brittle bones, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a fancier word than that, though.
There is, yeah. It's something that's an osis, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. And here's the common thing that you two have, okay? Well, there's a few common things.
It's not the ride, not the wheels, no?
Well, yes. Okay. Yes. You both have a pretty sweet ride.
Indeed.
But wow. You both have gorgeous, gorgeous wives. What the heck, man? Seriously.
Yeah, well... You know, I don't get it either, so for what it's worth,
I said to Sean in my last interview with him on this television show, I said, dude, you married up. And he went right into a short. He's like, really? Really? You're going to say that? I'm 3 feet tall.
Well,
of course
there.
I married up.
Well, my wife's pretty short, so I don't know if I could actually legitimately say that, but she's definitely, yeah.
Too funny. Justin, do you think you would be as successful if you didn't have the whole I'm in a wheelchair shtick.
The shtick. You know, it's a very good question that I've asked myself quite a bit. I think all of us have asked that question. It's one of those things where it comes with its set of challenges that I think are uniquely reserved for somebody in my situation, but also its set of bonuses. And so for bonuses, I get instant attention. I mean, it's the purple cow in the room. It's like nobody else is kind of doing that in the music business. But by the same token, everybody's kind of freaked out by it. So you maybe get opportunities you wouldn't otherwise, but you probably also have a lot of situations where you're denied certain things just because people don't want to deal with that new thing. So it's kind of a weird thing. We've had to navigate kind of on our own terms. There haven't really been a template to work from. So it's been interesting in that sense.
If you weren't doing this, what else, man? What else would you be doing?
Interesting you asked me that. My wife and I were just talking about that this morning.
I was actually listening to that conversation.
You know what? I thought I saw a camera in the... That's
in
creepy.
The teddy bear?
Yeah, that's creepy, yeah. You know, I really am fascinated by people and how they function and what makes them tick. And I always wanted to be deep down, a psychologist. Is that weird? I really love people and what makes them who they are. And
that's why your songs are ridiculous. Oh. That's where that comes from. You study people. You really do.
Well, I think we're all very important to each other, whether we acknowledge it or know it or not. So I don't know if that's where that comes from. But.
Would you say that the majority of people that you come across, how do I say this? I'm not very politically correct, so just bear with me, okay?
That's quite all right.
Able-bodied people, is that a right term?
Apparently. I don't actually know anymore. It's changed so much, and I personally don't care, so I don't really follow.
For the rest of us schmucks who aren't in a wheelchair.
I'm pretty sure schmuck is not.
No, that may not be politically correct either. Do you just want to smack us because we whinge about things that we really shouldn't whinge about?
No, man, not at all. We all experience struggle and joys in our own way, in our own different scenarios in life.
Would you stop being so nice? What are you, Canadian?
You know what? I quit.
Come on, tell me that you haven't been listening to a social conversation and somebody's wah, 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 and your internal commentary is like, dude, really? You're going to complain about that? Look at me for a second and what I've had to overcome and work through and process.
I wouldn't personalize it. I wouldn't say, look at me. I would say,
I know. Shoot,
there's so many people in the world. But regardless, there's this cool, like, trend thing. I don't really I'm not on Twitter that much, but it's like this hashtag, and it says first world problems.
Yes.
And I'm fascinated. I think that's amazing. I think it's great that people are kind of putting it at the forefront because, you know, it's like it's relative, but by the same token, when you really think about other people in their walks of life, it is kind of humbling. So,
yeah,
I'm sure there's moments where I'm thinking about it, but I'm not really personalizing. Hey, look at me. Look at that. I don't really think that way.
No, I didn't mean to word it like that. But I can totally see in a social setting somebody complaining about something, and you're just rolling your eyes, and then here's what you do. This is what you do. You go, first world problem.
It's been tempting. But I think, you know,
it hurt my throat.
I think you just kind of got to do your thing and do it with positivity, and people respond. I mean, they really do, in my opinion. But.
Okay, so this positive. I just finished talking with Martha Williamson, who's the executive producer for Touched by an Angel.
Yeah.
You know, she reeks positivity, and she's now doing another show.
Uh-huh.
And so I have the spiritual gift of sarcasm.
That's a good one. It's effective.
And too much positivity makes me, A, suspicious, and B, ill.
So you want to slash my tires right now?
Yes, I totally want to drop
Fair
it.
Enough, you know? I'm sure my wife's been there as well. Oh, just shut up, Justin.
No, but what I guess what I'm trying to get at is with all this positivity thing, you can't convince me you don't get in the dumps. One of the reasons you stay positive is because you have to stay positive. Because if you don't stay positive, it's a slippery slope, man.
I agree with you totally.
Right?
I agree. And it's not about not embracing struggle. In fact, I think that's part of the positivity is embracing struggle as, well, lately I've been saying, a friend in disguise. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it feels like crap and you don't want to go on, but, you know, at the end of the day, if you can kind of stay focused on, you know, what might be at the end of it, then to me that's part of the secret. I'm not positive all the time. I don't ever claim
to be. Right, so when you get into the funk, how do you get out? How do you pull yourself out of the funk?
I think having a good support system definitely helps.
Right.
And people that are willing to call you on your stuff. And
are we talking about somebody in the room here?
May or may not be saying that. That's but I think we all need that every once in a while. It's just a reminder of you know, where we are, where we come from, what we're about, and taking us out of that space. Because life inevitably is going to throw us situations we're not prepared for.
So I don't understand how you do a tour and give all the money away.
Yeah, it's a good
so
question.
Not only did you marry up, did you marry in? Is your woman support? Is she mafia? Like, what's going on here, man? How do you survive financially when you do a tour and give it all away?
You got to be creative, and you got to, you know, rely on your support system. So what we did, we started a crowdfunding campaign to help get us on the road and pay for our, you know, traveling expenses. We did our darndest to keep it super, super economic. We slept in the RV every night and, you know, reading Denny's and Cracker Barrel the whole time. So we kept it, you know, really kind of low key so we could stay on the road as long as possible. And it worked out great.
You've done a lot of work for a lot of different charities. Do you find, see, I get overwhelmed with requests of people saying, hey, can you just mention this? Can you just do that? Can you just do this? Can you just do that? I mean, you got to, can you say no? Are you able to say no?
Well, I think you do have to draw a line at some point. But for me, I'm not actually big on having one individual cause. I've never really resonated with, you know, saying this is more important to support than something else. I've always tried hard to, you know, kind of keep it general and just keep the spirit of charity alive, not just sort of the business of it and, you know, the particular cause aspect. I really think it's about just the spirit of charity and what that means to the world.
U.S. signing to a major label, a slew of positive reviews for his last album, Days to Recall, a massive PBS special, television special, which aired in North America over 400 times. That's kind of like that commercial. That aired 400 times.
Yeah.
Saw that a lot. It was good. No, I like it. And a guest slot on CBS Sunday Morning. Justin, you just have had so many great, great things happen. But I want to talk about the tour that you did with Ash and Bloom. By the way, those guys, holy heart attack.
Oh, you enjoy them? Yeah. I'm a huge fan of those dudes.
Like they're, if Simon and Garfunkel were reincarnated,
yeah,
it would be them.
I would agree.
Except they're a slight higher range. They're a little bit higher in their range.
They are. And yeah, there's a certain vibe they have. Maybe a little different than.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a little anyway, we've had them on the show perform with Amber McLean here as well.
Awesome.
And do you know Amber, by the way?
I don't know Amber.
Oh, got to know her.
I'll check her out.
Got to know her. So, North American charity tour, which sounds like, I don't know, it just sounds not what it sounds like. Traveled over 12,000 kilometers, giving 100% of ticket sales back to over 70 charities.
Mm-hmm.
Is this why you got the Order of Ontario? Why did you get the Order of Ontario? This is what I want to know.
If you find out, please let me know. That'd be great.
That's a great answer.
You know, I'm honored by it, and I don't want to pretend that I'm not. I was totally giddy.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, I feel weird about taking these things on by myself because I keep saying this, but it's really about a support system that I've had. And, you know, I've just had a great team of people to work with and in life. So.
I don't pretend to know what you're talking about, but I sort of like – so this is a pathetic comparison. I went blind for a week about 4 years ago. The last week of Lent, I gave up my eyesight for the week. And I had a friend of mine who's an optometrist source out some contact lenses that took my vision away. And I had to depend on people around me, and I hated it. Dude, as a stubborn, egotistical male, sucked relying on everybody for everything. Really
Interesting.
Sucked.
Interesting.
But the graciousness came out of that experience for me. I was very appreciative
That's awesome.
Of the people around me. So
that's really cool.
I think that's what you're kind of getting at.
Yeah, 100%, man. I mean, my logistics have been made so much easier. I can function because of people around me. If I didn't have that, I wouldn't be doing anything. I'd be sitting at home in a basement somewhere just trying to, you know, figure out what my life is about. But I've been blessed, you know, and I say to people that haven't had that kind of support, which a lot of us haven't, be it for somebody else. You can learn from not having it. You can be it for somebody else and realize how important it would have been in your journey and just transfer that to somebody else.
So are you nice because of God stuff? Do you have God stuff going on in your life?
I've definitely had a lot of God stuff going on in my life. I was raised in a Christian home, but I have to admit, as I got older, my views and my I'm a little foggy on the details, but one thing that hasn't changed.
You're on the right show, buddy.
One thing that hasn't changed, though, for me is that to me, the spirit and concept of love, both emotionally and intellectually, trumps everything. And I just feel like no matter where you come from in life, that's something that can certainly help your journey along, approaching everything with just a little bit of love and compassion. To me, it's just stayed with me throughout those years.
Yeah. Yeah, like I've been ad nauseum, I talk about this. If I have any regular listeners, they're just going to plug their ears now because I say this all the time.
True.
Exactly, exactly.
There it goes again.
That's what I hear. You know, I've been struggling a lot with what I believe, what I don't believe, and just struggling with my spiritual stuff. Yeah. But if I was to hunker down on anything, it would have to be something to do with the love thing because it's easy to love people that are easy to love. It's hard to love people that are hard to love. And I want help loving people that are hard to love, including myself. I'm not a big fan of loving myself.
Well, I think that's what makes you a special interviewer. And I think that's what people resonate with is that you've just got this vulnerability and you embrace your humanness rather than embracing, you know, the ideas of somebody else. And I think that's, it makes you who you are, man. So kudos.
Should we hug now? Is that?
I feel like Dan Hill should be playing in the back.
Sometimes when we touch.
I love Dan Hill. He's an amazing writer.
He really is. I had him on the show, man, I don't know, 3 years ago or something. I've been doing this for 11 years. I don't know. Could have been 10
years
ago.
Wow.
And there's another gracious dude.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I like Dan Hill.
I find a lot of Canadians. This is why Canadians are so big in L.A. because we don't take ourselves as seriously as the Yanks do, right? Especially down in the 310.
Yeah.
You know, Colin Mockery, same thing. You know, just gracious. We can laugh at ourselves.
I don't think a lot of us think we're all that important. So
no.
Maybe that's what helps.
That might help a lot, yeah.
Who knows?
Well, his latest album, How We Fly, released in Canada on May 14th. So it's been out a wee while, but we finally were able to get Justin in his studio. And marks a new path in his journey. In January 2014... Justin was awarded this prestigious Order of Canada for his charitable work and international success. JustinHines.com, not spelled in the way the ketchup is spelled.
No, that is true. H-I-N-E-S.
Did you get a watch? Like, what do you get for the order? Like a medal?
Yeah, you get a
trophy.
You get a big sort of thing that goes around your neck.
Gatorade over your head?
Yeah.
Anything?
Yeah, totally. And
sorry.
For whatever reason, cheerleaders, yeah.
No, really, what do you get?
You get this big thing you wear around your neck and then a couple of little things that you're supposed to wear under certain circumstances. It's very interesting, yeah.
It sounds like Mormon underwear right now. What are you talking about? What? Do you get money, though? Do you get cash?
I did not receive any monetary things, but yeah. But
they can spend all that money on the gas plant, but not on Justin Hines.
I'm okay with that, man. I'm okay with it.
Well, a final goodbye to our listeners. What do you want to say to them before you go away?
I want to say that you guys are doing yourself a good service by listening to the Drew Marshall Show. I'm not just saying that because I'm here, but he's a good dude with good thoughts, and I'm honored to be here.
Where's my wallet? I don't even have. I was going to give him a 50.
That's when the cash thing comes in.
This is the new payola in reverse.
No, I mean it, man. That's what's going.
Justin, thank you so much again for being here, dude. You just are a freak show. You're really
my pleasure.
Talented dude. I love your vocals. The resonance in your voice was always there, but yeah, it's a little different now, but it's still beautiful, man.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that.
And if this was the last goodbye, no more tears to dry, I would say it one more time. It's been more than fine. But how could I've known? And how could I've shown? So say what you will before it's too late. Say what you will.
Thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign? Well, what if we gave you a show? The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative advertising concept for the small business owner or charity. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you an opportunity to partner with us one show at a time. Consider sponsoring one show and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our four-hour show, including a live phone interview. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. If you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with The Drew Marshall Show. Go to drewmarshall.ca for details or call Joy 1250 on 905-845-2821, extension 367. That's 905-845-2821, extension 367.